WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicki. Former Speaker of the House Kirk Cox throws his hat into the ring for the governor's race on the GOP side. Harrisonburg, Charlottesville, and other areas will receive state grants to help boost tourism and industry hit hard by the pandemic. And a congressman representing rural southwestern Virginia wants to do more to limit the supply of opioids. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, November 18th. Former Speaker of the House Kirk Cox formally announced his candidacy for governor on Tuesday. The delegate from Colonial Heights says a Republican can win Virginia despite Joe Biden's 9-point victory this year. From partner station VPM, Ben Pavier reports.
Cox has yet to acknowledge Biden's national win. The former civics teacher says he'll move on after electors cast ballots.
I think the 2021 landscape will look a lot different than the last few years.
Cox says voters have soured on new Democratic laws on issues like raising the minimum wage and climate change, ideas he blocked when Republicans were in charge.
Democrats will own what's happened in the state, and that will not be a good thing.
Cox won a tight race in a Democratic-leaning district in 2019, in part by pointing toward his leadership in expanding Medicaid. He says that record, plus a conservative stance on issues like guns and abortion, make him the best candidate to make Virginia red again. Ben Pavier, WMRA News.
Cox also says Governor Ralph Northam should have laid out statewide plans for reopening schools after the pandemic hit.
We did nothing to give them any confidence that we were really going to use all of our resources to help them open. And so now you find yourself in this hodgepodge situation, which is leaderless.
The former government teacher has served in the General Assembly for more than 30 years. Cox's main GOP competitor so far is conservative state senator Amanda Chase. A global packaging company will put more money into its facilities in Louisa and Wythe counties. Governor Ralph Northam's office announced Tuesday that Kloeckner Pentaplast Group will invest $68 million in the two plants, creating a total of 54 new jobs. The investment will create 28 new jobs at the facility in Gordonsville. The Louisa County facility manufactures pharmaceutical and medical device packaging films. The governor's office also announced this week the state will provide money to help tourism in Virginia recover from the pandemic-related downturn. Nearly $2 million in matching grants will be awarded to 161 local tourism initiatives. That includes funds, for example, for the Tom Tom and Ix Art Park Foundations in Charlottesville, and the organizations that put together the Red Wing Roots and Harrisonburg International Festivals. There's a full list of recipients of the grants from the Virginia Tourism Corporation at VATC.org. Finally today, the opioid crisis is still gripping rural parts of Virginia, and one Virginia representative is taking action to limit its supply. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
People who want to make a quick buck off the misfortune of others are always looking for their next opportunity. 9th District Congressman Morgan Griffith says he wants to prevent those people from taking advantage of the opioid crisis in Virginia. One step is to stop what he calls rogue actors from asking themselves what it would take to get their hands on an existing license.
What if we take over one of the smaller companies that is already licensed to work with or to manufacture opioids? They've already got all the permits. We just go in and we buy them, and then we're in a position to do what we want to with it. And this is just a preventative measure to make sure that that does not happen.
Griffith's bill passed the House the same week Governor Ralph Northam announced his support for legalizing marijuana. Robert McNabb at Old Dominion University says these two developments might end up working together.
You go to the dentist and you get an opioid. Maybe now it's cannabis oil or something that is not as significant in terms of its addiction potential and negative health outcomes. So these two things can work in synergy. I don't think they're planned to work in synergy. I just think it could be a fortunate outcome.
Legalization of marijuana will be near the top of the agenda for the next session of the General Assembly, which starts in January. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicki. Thanks for listening. Stay safely connected and enjoy your Wednesday.